today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
When you think about a mentor and role models, mentors and role models, I want you to think about, number one, skill. This is what a mentor does, should have some skill. You're passing it on to someone else. This is what we need today. We need mentors that has skill. You've taken the time to develop yourself, skill. You need to inspire. A mentor should inspire growth and development, tying into systems. A mentor that has no tie-in, no tolerance for the system is no mentor at all. You can't take people to a place that you haven't gone yourself.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Today, Bishop Clark continues the Position for the Promise series. Join us for the message, Mentors and Role Models for the Promise.
John chapter 15, a little lengthy passage here, verses 1 through 11. 1 through 11. Thank you all for running with me. I need to get through this and share some thoughts with you as we bring to a close a wonderful series called Positioned for the Promise. This morning I was sharing with a family promise, a great message that I think all of us should get and listen to. I believe it will bless you immensely as we dealt with core and covenant and connectedness and even the burden of prophecy, the weight of it. I may mention something about it in this message on today, but I want to close that meeting, that message, Position for the Promise, with a message entitled Mentors and Role Models for the Promise. When we read John chapter 15, verses 1 through 11, I am the true vine and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. It's okay for y'all to say amen. You're already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Look at this. Apart from me, you can do what? Nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me or abide in me and my words remain or abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you. Verse 8, this is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciple. Almost done. Verse 9, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commandments and remained in his love. I have told you this so that that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Can the church say amen? I know that was lengthy, but I needed to get it all out because I need to draw some nutrients from that as we close this message entitled the series Positioned for the Promise. Today's message, Mentors and Role Models for the Promise. Father, I give you praise for the thoughts through my mind flowing freely and unhindered by any satanic or demonic force. I thank you for the ears to hear. Thank you for the unplugging of the ear, that we might hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thank you, Father, for the mind to comprehend it, the ear to hear, the spirit to contain, that spirit that has been awakened even by our faith in Christ, for you have quickened who were dead in trespass and sins. Thank you for the quickening of the spirit. Mind to comprehend, ears to hear, spirit to contain that word, Father. And I give you praise, hearts to receive it. That heart that has been renewed, that heart that now is set aflame, that heart that runs after you. As the deer pants for the waters, so does my heart run after you. And Father, I give you glory for the vision being clear. Thank you, God, for positioning this church for the promise. And I honor you, Lord, that every person under the sound of my voice and those who will hear it, who have faith, every sickness and every disease, every obstacle that comes to hinder us from receiving the promise will be removed. And Father, a clear path, hallelujah, will be made so your people can overcome. For this, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen. Can we put our hands together one more time? Amen. Glory to God. I just came back from Tallahassee, Florida. I had a few days up there with Brevard Family Partnership as an advocate to help them. They're seeking $40 million so they can run their programs. And some of our legislators didn't want to hear about advocacy as it relates to child welfare. Don't like to hear the word welfare at all. And then others were more open. But I had a chance to see from a different place what it's like to turn a state or to run a state, and the power of the governor, the power of the legislators, and what the systems that they have in place. They even gave me a little Patron as a gift. I didn't know what it was. I saw a little bottle, but I thought it was, for some reason, I thought it was anointed oil. And when I looked closer, when I look close, I realize that ain't oil. I promise you all, it's still intact. I didn't break the seal. But they gave me the spirit of it. They gave me the spirit of Tallahassee. They let me know that the state has been given $100 billion is going to be released into different agencies. I think $4 billion in Brevard County. And to run programs, to run the police and different systems that are taking place that we kind of take for granted. First responders and hospitals and things of that nature, right? $100 billion is coming to the state. And many communities don't get any of the money because they didn't participate in the census. And so when we look at the map, if you're not participating in the census, there are whole segments of our society that are not even on the map. We got a lot of educated people who don't want the government in their business and don't saying things like that. They don't understand how things run and how things are. The census won't take place for another 10 years. So you got 10 years of being wiped out. The $100 billion won't come to you, a portion of it. It goes to the ones who participated in the system or who are plugged into the system, who abides in the system to make sure that you do whatever you need to do within the system to get the resources for your community. What is like that in the spirit? Though they gave me Patron as a spirit, for being in their system. God gives us the Holy Spirit. Amen. Be not drunk where there is wine. Be not drunk with wine where there is excessive behavior. But to be filled with the Spirit. And that's why no one was drawing back saying the bishop shouldn't be here because he's a bishop. They gave me the wine anyway. It was up to me to say I'm not going to drink that, right? Because that's according to the culture of that system. You see any attorneys, after they win a case, they usually pop open some freebies and they take shots. That's a part of the culture there. Well, the Bible tells us to be filled in the same manner with the Spirit. So stop apologizing for being filled with the Spirit. Stop acting like you're not a part of this system. Stop standing on the outskirts and acting like you don't know who Jesus is. He welcomes us to abide in the vine. And I believe the Lord is looking for role models. He's looking for mentors that once you catch it, you begin to advocate for it. Help others to grab it, to get it. Help others to succeed. What would it be like for me to be in the system and I'm way out ahead of you, but I bring nobody with me? What is it like to be a part of a praise team where the lead singer is singing so good, no one else sings? We want to participate. We want you to participate. The lead singer's job is to stir something in you that will make you want to sing yourself. Even if you're out of tune, even if you're out of tune, we still want you to open up your mouth and sing praises to the Lord. So the lead singer is going to not downplay, not dummy down, but going to be wise as we mentor those who may not be in tune so they can start singing as well. We need role models who understand what it's like to abide. Know what it's like to be an advocate. God, the Holy Spirit, the helper, the friend. And doesn't make him seem spooky, but to welcome others to that same advocacy and friendship. I was able to go into the state capitol for the first time. I had a chance to mingle with young people who've been a part of the system in Brevard since they were 5 years old. Foster care since they were 5 years old. And to watch these young people address the legislators with dignity and strength and confidence. Not cockiness. It really stirred me. Yes, some of them could have made some bad mistakes. But with a little mentorship, one young man is 22 years old, and he was speaking to one of the representatives about advocacy and the caseworkers not getting paid enough and what happened when he was coming through the system and his mother didn't get the pay. She was struggling in her marriage and she was doing so many cases, she couldn't really focus, and it caused the family to suffer. Everybody goes to their own room and no one talks to each other. Well, the representative, once he heard welfare, he turns it off. It don't care if it's for children. I don't want to talk about that. That's the attitude he had. And it bothered the young man. So when we left, he says, he doesn't care about anybody, does he? And I pulled him next to me, get over here quickly. Don't ever share what you feel and what you think. Let it written all over your face and you losing your mind in a place like this. You need to buckle down and follow leadership. You're far ahead of the game to even be speaking to legislators. God has positioned you to be here at this time and at this moment, son. He said, why do you call me son? Well, son. I said, you never heard that term before? He said, no. All of your life? Needed a mentor, a role model to say, just because you're upset, it's not an excuse for you to go off here because you may be set up or something may be on the horizon here that can bless your life and you will miss it with your bad attitude. I had to speak to him like that. Guess what? He submitted to it. The next senator, that was a representative, the senator that we met next, we're sitting in the man's office and he was very open, very open. And he was a Republican. Senator, Republican, talking about welfare. He listened. When the young man made his presentation, you know what the guy says? I have 1,500 employees worldwide. I have a business that I started when I was 23 years old. Thousands of products. Take my card, young man. And I want you to call me if you need anything. I want to help you along the way. In one moment, this man's name, his future is put on the map with somebody that can teach him business from the ground level all the way to the top and offers his personal card and cell phone for the man to talk to him directly. Now, I want you all to see this, right? Without a mentor, he may have missed that.
Or we fail to tell them how wrong they are when they got an attitude. Guess what? I said, get over here. Get over here. When he came to me again, I said, what did I tell you? Jeez, my God. Whoa. Whoa. He's talking about, whoa. You mean your life can change that fast? In 1 hour, you can come from the dungeons and sit in a powerful position to help others if you got the right mentorship. If you can keep your mouth closed. If you can control your anger. Man, I'm preaching today. I did all of that to help us with this. John chapter 15. I am the true vine. John 15, as I shared this morning, is known as the biblical chapter for fruit, or the fruit chapter in the Bible. It clearly unveils the union between Christ revealed and his church. He does this by giving us a parable of the vine. Notice he said, I'm the true vine. It concludes at the end of this chapter in verse 26 of this chapter with John 15 and 26, introducing the Holy Spirit. Before I deal with that, I want to talk about for a moment when you think about a mentor and role models, mentors and role models, I want you to think about number one, skill. This is what a mentor does, should have some skill. You're passing it on to someone else. This is what we need today. We need mentors that has skill. You've taken the time to develop yourself, skill. You need to inspire. A mentor should inspire growth and development. Tying into systems. A mentor that has no tie-in, no tolerance for the system is no mentor at all. You can't take people to a place that you haven't gone yourself. You want people to receive the promise? Not only do I want to receive the promise, I want to help others to receive the promise. What about training? When you think about a mentor should train. Can't train anybody if you've never been trained. So without even saying it, we need to have submission and connectedness if you're going to be a mentor. A mentor should be able to instruct, not only just with words, but by example, lead by example. A mentor should model. Model. I think model is an acronym for motivation. Motivation. Thank you, Lord. Obedience. It's for the O. Discipline or discipleship is the D. The E is for excellence. Doesn't mean flawlessness. It means attention to detail. And the L is for leadership. And the mentor should model things. How? Through methods. Through methods. If you're going to mentor anybody, you don't buy them gifts first. And if they are gifts, they shouldn't be very expensive gifts. There should be a framework laid out for the mentorship. I'm not here to be your friend. I'm here to mentor you. I got to get you to a place, a predetermined place that we are able to set. What do you want to do? I'm going to mentor you in finance? Or am I going to mentor you in health? Am I going to mentor you in family, being a better father or being a better mother? Am I going to mentor you in being a better church member? Am I going to mentor you as a leader to be able to receive instruction and even criticism from the people that work with you? That's a big one here because we're moving in a place where we need feedback. And no one can wear feelings on the shoulders if you're going to be effective in ministry today. Can somebody say amen? Amen. If you're going to be an effective anybody, you got to take feelings out of the way. Feelings have to be kicked to the curb. Even when you buy a home, divorce yourself from your emotions. The Bible says count up the cost. What it means is to divorce yourself from your emotions when you buy anything. Your feelings have nothing to do with it. Your feelings are just there to get you to turn toward it. After that, you need principles and methods. Can you really afford this? Is it the right time? Is it the right time to do this? This? If it's not the right time, maybe we can wait a year. Nothing wrong with waiting. Thank you, Juanita. I don't mind waiting. Sometimes you got to wait on the Lord. They that wait on the Lord, he will renew their strength. And for some of us, we waited a long time just to get what you like. I had a young man walking around my car. Ooh, I like, ooh, I want one of those. Okay, son, you want one? Good. Stay right there and wait for 20 years. You haven't put nothing in the ground. There's nothing sprouting under your feet but marijuana seeds. What we need now is to see something coming up out of the ground based on you planting a few months ago. You don't even know how to plant. But you want what I planted for? You don't get what I planted for. You want what I, if you get what I planted for, you may get it and get killed the first time you get, because you can't even control your speed. Never give people things that they're not ready for. That's why we need mentors. When you think about a mentors, the mentor will mentor the mentee to be able to handle people groups effectively. If people don't like you, you're not effective. It doesn't matter how well you like yourself. But if people don't like you, how effective would you be in ministry? The mentor is going to say, okay, stop that frowning. Stop it. Stop it. You know you frown a lot naturally? Stop the frowning. Do you know you come across kind of angry? Do you know you can crack some weird jokes sometimes? Right? You need a little breath mint too, right? Need a little. Please pop that right quick. Pop it. Setting goals is important when you think about mentorship. If you're not setting goals, in other words, in 6 months, we want to be here. Improvements. I'm not making improvements from 1 year to the next. Whether it is playing music or singing a song, is there any improvement? Are we still doing what we were doing a year ago? We can always grow. I can preach for an hour, but I've learned that I'm more effective when I teach. And when I condense my message less than an hour, I'm more effective. I can teach for an hour. I can get on a radio broadcast and go for an hour. But is it effective? Am I dumping too much and people not able to grasp anything? Is the revelation too dense? Do I need to make sure I say things that people can grasp? And you learn over the years. Everybody needs a mentor. Everybody needs somebody that's doing what you do in ministry a little better, and you submit to it. And if you think you're effective, find someone that's doing it greater and submit to them, and you'll find out that you can grow. So I'm asking all leaders, I've been doing it for a while, if you're doing anything for the ministry, can you lay your hands or call the name of somebody that's mentoring you? From leading worship to playing music, to ushering, to doing graphic design, to running a soundboard. Is there anybody that you listen to on a regular basis and they do it better than you? Are you trying to work with them, or you have your own way of doing things? Notice the system in Tallahassee is not waiting on anybody. And once you're voted out, you're gone. You got to clean your desk out and you're out of there. So ain't no love in the Capitol. We got the love in the church. People are working with folk for months, for years, to make small turns. Think about what I said. For years to make small turns, and the turn is resisted. Think about where you are in ministry. Somebody give you a suggestion. What do you do with the suggestion? Get your feelings hurt and back up? Or are you doing what you were doing 5 years ago the same way, when the whole industry has changed? I started out with AOL.com. Anybody know what I'm talking about? America Online. Once Google kicked in, I still have my Murders Real on AOL, but I use Google. You know why? Because it's got Google Docs, and it's got you can tap into it, get your email, and you got Google Meet. Why in the world would you still be dealing with only AOL.com? Because you know it, and you're not trying to grab something new, and everybody in the world is flowing with it.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message from the Position for the Promise series, Mentors and Role Models for the Promise, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2201-3011. That's reference number 2201-3011. Help us unveil truth to the nations by becoming a partner with Truth Revealed International Ministries. We would like to thank you in advance for your consideration and for generously supporting this ministry. Connect with Trim Nation by downloading the Truth Revealed Church app today. The Truth Revealed app is available on Android and Apple mobile devices. Services can also be watched on Facebook, YouTube, Apple TV, and Roku. Also join us in celebrating the release of Bishop Clark's new book, The Comforter, Experiencing the Strength and Power of the Holy Spirit. Follow Bishop Merton Clark as he leads you through a scriptural understanding of the mission of Jesus.
Abishai-inspired men, join Bishop Clark and special guests live or in person for Men's Fellowship on Saturday, April 9th at 9 a.m. AFC Ambassadors for Christ will meet in the Fellowship Hall on Saturday, April 9th at 2:30 p.m. Ladies, you are invited to attend Women's Sunday School, which takes place Sundays at 10 a.m. in the sanctuary. New members' classes are still in session, and you can complete your orientation lessons virtually. Email connect@truthreveal.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
You're listening to WWBC, 1510 AM, W234BI, 94.7 FM, and W264AS, 100.7 FM.